Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, we are starting off the week after a long weekend, but to begin with, it looks like that we are facing a mixed set of cues. On one hand, the US-China trade issues have subsided, as well as the India-Pakistan tensions have come down. But on the flip side, the US market saw the worst day in a month, as well as China has lowered the GDP forecast for 2019 to 6 to 6.5%. Now, in the US markets, the market started off in the green on Monday, but after the weak construction data, wherein we saw a decline versus an expected gain, the markets lost steam and the Dow ended around 200 points lower. The S&P 500 as well below the key level of 2800. Now remember, there are reports suggesting that the US-China trade negotiations are at the final stages, but the experts believe that the news is largely priced in, and that's why we saw a bit of sell-on news when it comes to the US market. European markets ended a tad bit mixed. The DAX was a bit of underperformer, whereas FTSE and CAC ended around 0.4% higher. There, of course, the key developing story is the Brexit uncertainty, and the investors keep to watch out for that. Asia this morning is largely weak. Remember, we got the comments from the Chinese premier suggesting that China has set the 2019 growth target at 6 to 6.5% versus the 6.5% that was earlier anticipated, and that means that the Chinese economy in 2019 is expected to grow at a slower pace versus 2018. And that's the reason the Chinese market are trading in the red. The data from Japan is also not very enthusing because the February composite PMI has come in at 50.7 versus 50.9 month on month, and that means a slight bit of contraction. Crude is steady at $65 per barrel mark, but the SGX Nifty is suggesting a downtick of around 20 points. But if you compare it with the futures on Friday, it looks like there is going to be a downtick of around 70 to 80 points. Now remember, there are a couple of factors why we are seeing this downtick. Of course, one of them being the MSCI rebalancing that came last week, and that suggests that it could trigger a $3.8 billion outflow from India. Street believes that it is still not factored in, and that's why we are seeing an SGX Nifty downtick. And separately, we have some trade issues brewing with US, it seems, because US President has written to the Congress saying that he intends to end the preferential trade treatment for India, and that is something that the Indian economy will watch out in trade today. In terms of the stocks, it's the start of the month and we have the auto sales trickling in. So for Eicher Motors, it's a bit of disappointment as the sales came in at 62,000 versus an expectation of 68,000, whereas for TVS Motors as well as Hero MotoCorp, it was largely in line. Separately, keep an eye out on Central Bank because it is looking to sell four large NPAs with a value of around 3,300 crores. And Jet Airways continues to be in news because they have grounded two more planes, taking the total to 21. Ajanta Pharma has got a US FDA nod, so that should see a sentiment boost. Coal India has seen a Feb output rise of around 6.5%, so now the positive. Keep an eye out on Info Edge also in trade today because Zomato has agreed to sell the UAE food delivery business for $172 million. Keep an eye out on that. And lastly, there are reports suggesting that Shell India is looking to exit the city gas business by selling 10% stake in MGL. So keep an eye out on all these stocks. But looks like to begin the trade, we might start with a tad bit of downtick.